For good or for bad, I was going to give you a 2-minute homily because I got some allergies. I was runny nose, coughing, headache, but sit back and relax because I'm going to give you a regular homily, longer than 2 minutes. Thanks to a very kind parishioner who introduced me to a different pill that I did not know existed. It's called Olivert, not Oliver, but Olivert, A-L-A, V as in Victor, E-R-T. Very good, and actually very kind, and she's here with her beautiful family as well. She brought it to me. I took it this morning, and I feel so much better. And I told this to the 8:30 crowd mass this morning. I'm sure this afternoon if I go to get some, it's going to be out. I'm not making the church a marketplace. I'm just recommending that to you. It might work for you as well. This is a time of purification, a time of cleansing. We enter into this Lenten journey. I think today is the 19th day into the Lenten journey. A time of cleansing, a time of purification. And we ask for the grace so that we may be pure. Because to be pure, it means to be with God, to return back to the original state. Sin, any sin, takes that purity out. So the church offers this wonderful opportunity during this Lenten journey so that we can cleanse ourselves, so that we can go and cleanse ourselves, especially in the Holy Sacrament of Reconciliation or Confession, so that we can be cleansed, so that we can be pure. And we hear this today in John's Gospel as Jesus goes into the temple to cleanse the temple, to purify the temple. But we see that he's overturning tables, he is mad. Firstly, because the temple is being used as a marketplace. Secondly, because the people who are selling these different products and animals, they're hiking up the prices, they're abusing those who are gonna buy them. Because the Passover is about to happen, they need the animals, they need these different coins, different products in order to make an offering to God. And of course, they're not going to drag along a cow or a sheep. So the people have it there available. But Jesus is mad because these people are abusing the power that they have. Or they're taking advantage of this opportunity. These people need to get these animals, these products once again. But they're hiking up the prices. It's like when you go to the state fair and you get a Coke for $10. When at Walmart's only one. Well, that's another topic. The state fair for later. But you get the point. This is why Jesus is mad. Because there's an injustice happening here. So he's cleansing the temple. But in doing this, as he's overturning the tables, he's trying to tell these people who are abusing other people by hiking up the prices, he is trying to overturn their mentality, their minds, their mindset, saying, hey, this is not right. You need to be merciful. You cannot be abusing the people the way you're doing it and abusing God's temple. So in the same way, this applies to all of us as we are constantly asking for the grace to be cleansed, to be purified, so that we may too not become like the money changers with God, that we may not treat God as a businessman and the temple with in our spirituality, in our encounter with God. We cannot again treat God as a businessman. We cannot start bargaining. The house of God and in our spirituality, it cannot be like a trading place, a house of business. When we go to Mass, we can't say, well, God, I already fulfilled my obligation. Now give me back what I'm asking. When we go to prayer, we cannot treat God as a businessman, saying, I already did my prayers. Now give me back what is mine. This is what God is trying to tell us. He wants to overturn our tables, the tables in our heart, overturn those tables so that we may have a humble attitude. Once again, when we go to prayer, that we may overturn that table so that we can forgive, so that we can be cleansed. Overturn the table in our heart. If you need to go to confession, go to confession. That we may start examining the commandments. As today we heard it in the sacred scripture. How many of us do not know the commandments? The commandments are the GPS. By the way, GPS means global positioning system, or what I call God's powerful signs, GPS, the guidelines to get to heaven. So in today's gospel, he is calling us all to re-examine our relationship with God, our encounter with God, as we go back and re-examine if we know really the Ten Commandments and how are we fulfilling them. It's not just about the do's and don'ts. It is a guideline to help us to get closer to God, to do His will. It is a guideline to be holy just as our Heavenly Father is holy. Once again, if you do not know the commandments, go back and relearn them. Imprint them in your heart so that you may live them out. Because if you don't have those guidelines, that GPS, those God's powerful signs, how are we going to get to heaven? How can we cleanse ourselves? How can we remain pure if we do not know what God expects of us? He is expecting us to remain with Him, to be cleansed. We ask God to help us so that we can overturn the table in our church. As we continue, different people continue to serve in our church in various ministries, that we may not shine, but God may be able to shine, that others may see God, not us. Once again, to re-examine what we do and why we do it. What is it that we're doing? Overturning that table to see what is underneath, a relationship with God, that we may love unconditionally, that we may pray, that we may show mercy, that we may be charitable without expecting anything in return, that we may forgive, especially that person who's very difficult to forgive, that person who's very annoying to us, that we may love, that we may forgive without expecting anything in return. That's what it means to overturn the tables. Jesus was mad, righteous indignation, because he saw an injustice. He saw that the temple, the house of God, was not being used for its purpose, to worship God and to be strengthened, to show mercy. The challenge begins out there as soon as we go through those beautiful doors, that we may go and overturn the tables as well of others, of those who are not here. But today, once again, we ask for the grace so that our tables in our hearts may be overturned, that we may be more merciful. The tables in our church may be overturned, that we may be able to listen to the Word of God, that we may be able to surrender and be obedient to the doctrines of the church. You know who's cleaning house? Our Blessed Mother. She's been doing that since all the clergy abuses were taking place. She's cleaning house. Let us join in with her and cleanse the church. Let us join in with her to overturn the tables of hatred, of racism, to be more merciful, to be more just, to be more pure. Our Blessed Mother is cleaning the house. Let us ask her to help us as we approach this heavenly banquet, to help us to overturn the table in our hearts once again, so that when we go out there, others may see Christ and may say, you know what? I want to be a follower for Christ as well. Our Blessed Mother is cleaning house. We need to cleanse our lives, our families, our nation, turning the tables by forgiving, by being merciful. As we overturn the tables, we ask for the grace so that we may bring peace, so that we may bring a blessing, praying for our nation, showing others this is how we do it. Because God, Jesus Christ, keeps overturning this table keeps overturning our hearts, transforming them unto His. As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask God to help us to remain with Him, that we may be cleansed, that we may be purified, and that we may start overturning tables as we bring people to Him. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God,